back. This is Kit DeRoche with All Paws for the Cause, WPET Pet Talk Radio, and I am here with my co-host, Tick Man Dan.
Hello.
Hello, Tick Man Dan. Our next guest is Filippo Voltaggio, and Filippo Voltaggio is a public speaker, a radio show host, and life coach with the moniker Master of Change. And he also has written a book, The Little Dog That Could, and I have a feeling our next guest has done just about everything. Welcome to our show, Filippo.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, both of you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have...
Our pleasure. Filippo, I see the moniker, Master of Change. Do you help people go through changes that they face during life? Because, you know, I know lots of people just don't like change, and people get into a routine, and they like to go on with their lives as they are. But what does that moniker of Master of Change actually mean?
Well, the answer to your first question is, do I help people with that? And the answer is yes. What it means is a very loaded question, Kit, because I felt like I was changing throughout my whole life, and I hated it all. And I didn't want to do it. I didn't know why it had to happen. And then when it happened, I had a hard time with it. And so getting to the next part of the change was something I hated. And so I tried to learn for myself, and I studied, and I you know, went to all kinds of courses and classes to how do I handle this stuff. And it's interesting because still today, I still struggle. However, I'm told we teach what we most need to learn, and those make the best teachers because we're passionate about it, and I am very passionate about it. So, yes, through different workshops that we have, the recalibration, life improvement, we help people through changes, and as a life coach, I do as well. Absolutely.
That's interesting. I also... Well, I hear through the grapevine that you had a little helper that might have, you know, sort of guided you a little bit and maybe opened up your eyes to some of the wonderment of, you know, seeing things through the eyes of possibly a little dog.
Possibly. Well, interesting you should say that. I know you have a dog. I know, you know, we're all dog lovers here, so we know... We know what could happen when we have a dog. This is nothing new. And talk about changes. I, too, okay, so there was a dog crossing the road, and he wasn't, you know, she.
Wait, let me interrupt you. Why did the dog cross the road?
That's what I was just going to say.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't
resist.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody told me it would be this fun. All right, so I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking, no, don't cross the road, and let me help you, and come to me, and in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I'll just read the tag and find the dog's keeper, and everything will be fine. And little did I know that the dog did come to me, and that I would have her a day. 2 days, a week, a month, and several months. And interestingly enough, Dorothy Donahue, who's executive producer of our Life Changes show, actually, that's also here on the BBS radio. But at the time, I hardly knew her, but she's a spiritual healer. And I called her and I said, I found this dog and I'm just telling her a story. And to her, this was like a major event. And I said, you know, it's really no big deal. I'm going to, you know, find the dog's keeper and everything's going to be fine. And she says, no, you're going to have this dog until you learn your lesson. And I thought, oh, that's weird. And I said, yo, it's nothing like that. And I, you know, I said goodbye and I hung up. And little did I know, I would learn several lessons, including one major one. But the lessons keep coming. So everybody that's read the book so far, The Little Dog That Could, he gets something different from it that either I didn't look at or I didn't look at it that way. But the interesting thing is that as I was going through the book to make sure all the I's were crossed and or rather I's dotted and T's crossed and all that, I was learning something else in the book. So the book is a journey that I experienced, but I could keep experiencing it because we grow, we change, we learn, and we see things differently. So always a lesson that I get from this little dog still today.
Oh, you still have the dog?
Well, I don't want to ruin the story.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It really is, there's a journey, and I don't want to give it away just yet. After the book has been out a while, then I'll talk about it more.
All right. So maybe we find out actually what the little dog could do in the book.
We definitely do.
Because I'm waiting. I'm hanging on that word, the little dog that could. I'm thinking, could what?
Could like, do what?
What
well,
could the dog
we don't
do?
Know. He might not be doing anything right now.
Right. I mean, well,
oh, my goodness. I'm going to be worried about the dog now.
Don't be worried about the dog. I can say this because this has become very important to say, that the book has a very happy ending. It's all surprise ending, twists and turns, but the book has a very happy ending. And one thing for sure, Kit, I never looked in the dog's ear and saw through the other side of it.
Oh, that was Dan. That was Sick Man Dan who said that.
That was my golden retriever. They're not known for having a lot of brains.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said anything so ridiculous. So where can somebody buy the book or find the book?
Well, we've set up a website called thelittledogthatcould.com. thelittledogthatcould.com. So it couldn't be easier than that. And the book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's in some bookstores, but easily enough to get online, and it's available both as a hard copy and as a Kindle. So thelittledogthatcould.com.
When did it come out?
What's that?
When was it released?
It came out exactly a year ago. But in the whole hustle and bustle of it, we didn't get to do very much promotion and all of that. So we're doing it now in time for the holidays.
Oh, great.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like the perfect gift to give anyone who owns a dog.
Absolutely. But it's not just dogs, because cat lovers and bird lovers and horse lovers, they have said to me that have read the book, I've experienced something like that with my horse, or I've experienced something like that with my bird. And interestingly enough, people who don't have dogs say, oh, I think I want one now, or I've always wanted a cat, and I think you inspired me. And one other thing is that people say, can I do this with my wife? And I know that sounds ominous.
I used to say that too.
Oh my God! This show has gone straight.
But now she's an ex-wife.
What is it
so
you can do with your wife?
Now we know why she's an ex-wife.
No, but you know, and vice versa. Can I do this with my husband? Can I do this with my children? You know, because it really gets into a relationship beyond, you know, the normal, as you were all talking about earlier. The dog says, I'm hungry. The dog says, you know, take me out. It goes beyond that. And interestingly enough, I should add that a year later, as you know, we have the Life Changes show on BBS. And again, Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, said we should have an animal communicator on. We haven't had one on for 7 years or so, so literally. So she found us an animal communicator and brought her on the show. And it wasn't until I was sitting across from her, because we do the show in a studio, and I was sitting across from her and said, oh, I've got to talk to you. I've written a book about a dog and an experience I had. So the next morning I called her up and I said, I had an experience with a dog, and I'd like to know if the dog, obviously the dog hasn't read my book, but if the dog can remember that many years back to this experience, what the dog thought about the experience we had. I'm getting emotional. And she said, wow, I've never had a request like that, but send me some questions and I'll communicate with the dog. And she wanted a picture of me and a picture of the dog. And she, 2 days later, wrote me this email, and I got emotional because she said things. I mean, first of all, I didn't know how much to believe. By the way, her name is Diana Del Monte, and you probably want her on her show, on your show. This would be a perfect show for her and you all. But she said things that are in the book, and of course, okay, she could have read it, but I don't think she could have gotten it, and I don't know. I don't think she read it. She still didn't have it when I saw her a month later. So, but she said things that were not in the book that did happen, and I'm the only one that knew because I was the only one there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's impressive. Well, I'm going to get this book, and I think it's a great holiday gift as well. So anybody that's interested in the book can go to thelittledogthatcould.com and buy yourself a copy or someone else a copy. It's being sold on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and a couple of other selected bookstores, correct?
Indeed. But if they go to thelittledogthatcould.com, all our links are there for where they can get it right away.
Well, it's been very, very nice, Filippo Voltaggio, to have you on our show. We appreciate it, and we'll have to have you back. We'd be interested to see how the book does in the next several months. So,
thank you. Maybe I can tell you the cliffhanger that I'm leaving you all on.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Filippo. It was very nice to have you on our show. And that's going to be it for us today. Sad to say, but Tick Man Dan and I are going to have to take our leave until next week. So we hope you will all have a wonderful week, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. And anytime you're near.